This is Vectis Radio. For the people, by the people.
We do have here in the studio now a new Windows 9 or Windows 10 setup. It looks exactly the same to me, actually. Can't even believe that they wanted to do it, but it looks exactly the same. But everything's working. The good news is we have in the studio with us, because Judy's telling me to get on with it, we've got Sam Howard and we've got JJ Howard, otherwise known as Jane Howard, but not the Jane Howard, the actress or wife of Henry VIII. Welcome, Sam. Welcome, JJ. This is JJ's first ever appearance, I suppose we could say, on radio. Is that right, JJ?
Yes. Yeah,
but JJ, you have appeared on stage before, haven't you?
Yeah.
And you are going to be appearing on stage with your mum, I understand, in Bembridge in just over a week's time.
Ah!
Yeah, and are you ready for it?
Yeah, I am.
Good. Because what's going to be happening is there's a wonderful Michael Palin drama. And I say you're appearing on stage, Sam. Of course, you're not. You're appearing behind the stage. You're
That's
the
right.
director.
I am the head director.
And why are you not appearing on stage as well? Is it too difficult to do both? I thought women could multitask.
I do musicals. So to actually just be doing dialogue and not breaking into song is impossible for me. So I think I'd ruin it, you know.
Oh, well. Well, this isn't your first directorial debut,
no,
is it? You've done it plenty of times before,
yes,
haven't you?
Yes, lots.
Good.
Seasoned old pro, darling.
Now, tell me about Michael Palin, because this is one of his earlier works, isn't it? It's before he sort of went mad on the railways.
Well, Michael Palin, as you know, Monty Python fame. But so he's done lots of writing.
What, fame? I Want to Live Forever.
I think this was his first play, wasn't it?
Yes, his first solo play, I think.
1994, yeah. I think.
That's right.
He did that one about a pig as well, didn't he? Do you remember that one?
No.
Yeah, there was one. Yeah, there was one that was sort of set just after the war about a pig. What was that one?
I think that was Alan Bennett, A Private Function.
Oh, that was Alan Bennett, was it?
And that was
Michael
film,
Palin was in
it. I think
oh,
he was
sorry.
In it. Yeah.
I'm off at a tangent.
we digress.
I'm sorry, I've got some sharp elbows.
It was a song
sticking
instead, James.
carry on, Sam. As you were.
So, Sam, would you like to tell us, to sort of give us a flavour of this play, and then perhaps we'll have a chat with JJ and talk to JJ about her parts?
Yes, of course.
Thank
but
you.
It's sort of a bittersweet comedy, really. Mm. Palin originally wrote it, we believe, with Richard Wilson from... what was he?
Have
was
I
the
got
comedy?
News for you? No. No, he's the director.
Yeah.
Ah, you see, yeah.
Victor Meldrew.
Victor Meldrew.
Yes.
Yeah. What was that called?
One Foot in the Grave.
That's one it. Foot in the Grave.
That's the one. And he sort of had that kind of character in mind, I think, when he wrote this. And Richard Wilson first played it in 1994. And, the character of Stephen Febble is a very sort of miserable character.
Yeah.
Brilliantly played by our John Hammond.
And having families come to stay with you.
Oh, yes.
Is such a Bembridge thing, isn't it?
And then, not in our house.
No, we hate people to stay.
Just
we're
that too clear, publicly.
No, yeah, exactly. Because Judith and I are very, very controlling people, and we cannot stand having people who get us out of sync.
Oh,
but that's an aside.
Any psychiatrists out there, you know where to come.
Oh, actually, JJ's studying psychiatry.
Oh, yes. Food for thought for JJ.
Psychology.
Oh, same thing. Well, anyway, back to the play. So this is about...
So he's inundated then with family who are going to come to stay for the weekend, along with two teenage daughters,
yeah,
gerbils, hamsters, a dog that poops everywhere.
And isn't there a society chiropodist?
There is a society
chiropodist. I love the idea of a society chiropodist.
Because not only are the family coming, but the wife has also arranged a dinner party.
To show them off.
Absolutely. The things that she...
This
what,
is
her
so,
feet?
This is so Bembridge, isn't it? I mean, why don't you just sort of have a sort of strolling performance through different houses
we'll
in the village?
Well, it'll come to yours.
Well, there won't be anybody staying.
I have to say, I find it really stressful when we have visitors and we factor in a dinner party for lots of other people as well. Do you find that stressful?
Well, we don't have visitors.
No, but when we have had, before
oh, when
we
have
well,
had visitors,
before we implemented the ban.
She finds it so stressful, that's why you've not had anybody since.
Yeah. Yeah, because they always say, oh, you make it look so simple, and you're going, get out of the kitchen!
Not only do these the family turn up, then these dinner guests, but they also bring this, as you say, society chiropodist, the uninvited guest with them.
And is he a sort of catalyst, or...?
It's very
Maverick
difficult to say.
We don't want to spoil the plot.
He's not what's expected, let's say.
Right, and where does the Marxist cleaning lady fit in? Is she a guest?
No, she's not a guest.
She comes to clean up afterwards.
Yeah.
And JJ, you are playing Charlotte.
Yes.
The teenage daughter. Mm-hmm. So you're the granddaughter of the Stephen Febble character. And you have a dog.
Yes, I have a dog.
In the play, you have a dog.
Yeah.
And in this production, I think your own dog is going to be with you on stage.
Yes,
is that right?
He's going to be.
And what's her name?
Pookie.
Pookie. And what sort of dog is Pookie?
She's a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, sweet.
And it's her birthday today.
Oh, happy birthday, Pookie. Yay! How old's Pookie today?
She's eight.
Oh, that's so
How
sweet.
Do you stop Pookie being poopy on stage? That's what I want to know.
Well, actually, in her biog, it says, you know, Pookie, this is Pookie's first appearance on stage,
wow.
Even though she comes from a theatrical background family.
Right.
But she would just like everybody to know that although her character is portrayed as a pooping pup, she is actually fully house trained. So
that's really good to know, because I've been reading a synopsis of the play and the dog is described as incontinent. But I haven't liked to mention that on air.
Okay, well, look, I think it's about time.
That's most of the cast.
We have to have some music now. We have to have some music and adverts, otherwise we'll be brought up by our Ofcom and taken off air.
John's coming to turn
so,
us off, quickly.
Okay, here's a clue about the next one. What happens if you cover Sacha Baron Cohen with caramel, chocolate and nougat? Bruno Mars. That was the Yardbirds. Never heard that before. Of course, it was in the 60s, so we weren't even alive then, were we, Judy?
We were not.
Not until the 80s or the 90s or something like that. That's what we're told anyway. Sam and JJ don't believe us, but never mind. We've been having a wonderful chat off air. I'm surprised you didn't join us. But anyway, you had to listen to the Yardbirds and the ads at our home. We're talking about The Weeknd. Not this weekend, but Michael Palin's wonderful play that Sam is producing, and it's going to be on in Bembridge. Is it next week, Sam?
No, 17th, 18th and 19th of November. So we've got about 2.5 weeks.
And how are rehearsals going?
Really well. Everybody's scripts down. We mm-hmm. did a line rehearsal last week and everybody's scripts down.
All the characters are coming together, aren't they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And JJ, you're not really like the person that you play, are you?
No, not at all.
You're not the sort of difficult teenager. No?
JJ doesn't seem difficult at all. JJ's lovely. Perfect guest.
She is lovely.
Now, why did you choose Michael Palin?
I don't know, really. I was given a few to read through, and that was the one that I sort of... It sort of struck a nerve with me, or struck a chord with me, rather.
Yeah.
I think John's character of Stephen is initially in Act One. You sort of think, "What an idiot!" You know, why would anybody put up with this man?
Yeah.
And then it's sort of revealed in the second half, towards the middle back end, of why he is the way he is.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
And so you, it, to me, there's this lovely sort of the scene that he plays with his partner in life, Marty. And you discover that there's more to him than the initial Victor Meldrew-esque type character.
And that's so true of life, isn't it? I'm very guilty of sort of making quite quick judgments about people.
You're telling me.
And then when you get to know them better and you learn more about them and you realise why they're like you do need to reevaluate, don't you? And I guess that's one of the things that will be happening for the audience during the course of this play.
Yes, absolutely. Because initially, like I said, you just think, why has she put up with him for years? Why do these poor people come down every weekend to this, you know? And has he got any friends at all?
Is it all set in a dining room or a lounge?
Yes, a lounge and a dining room.
Yeah, right.
Yes. But it's all sort of in one set.
Yeah, so you feel claustrophobic, I suppose, with all these people coming
Yeah,
that sort of feeling you can sometimes get with my family or one's family on kind of Christmas Day. Mm. You know, when you've all had a big turkey lunch and you're all a bit full and you'll sort of know you're stuck in that room for the rest of the day.
You're quite right, actually, sort of, and it does have that feeling.
Claustrophobia.
Yeah. And he absolutely hates that. Of course, she loves it because she's the wife is very sociable and,
yeah, I know. Well, that's,
and wants people round and what have you, and actually needs that because where she's living with this character 24 hours a day, seven days a week, you know, how she hasn't murdered him, I don't know, really.
And I guess...
and look at James like that, dude, with that knife in your hand.
And I guess, you know, for you, producing a play in a village hall, as marvellous as the Benbridge Village Hall stage and facilities are, you still do have constraints when it comes to choosing the plays because of the limitations of sets and so on.
Mm.
I did some very interesting research, actually, about Michael Palin and Benbridge.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. He doesn't have a connection there at all, but I did find it a really... no... I put in Michael Palin and Benbridge into Google, you know, and I felt lucky. And I came up with this article from The Guardian about appalling holidays that people have had. And this is completely off at a tangent. He was saying that this man was writing, in the 1990s, while Michael Palin was busy circumnavigating the world, because he did Pole to Pole and things like that, and around the world in 40 days or whatever, this poor man... disembarked at Ryde Pier to do the round the island walk.
Right.
Okay, and he was camping at the time, and he did the first leg from Ryde to Benbridge, and then he went into a campsite near Benbridge Harbour and asked for a pitch for the night, and the lady said, "Not here, you're not pitching." And the reason was it was against company policy, and he asked why it was, and she said, "This is a family campsite. We do not allow all male parties." And the poor guy was on his own with a tent, and he'd walked all the way from Benbridge. So what she did was she called around until a campsite would take a single man. Oh. It was back in Ryde. So she ordered him a taxi, put him back to Ryde, and he decided, I can't be bothered with this, I'm going back home. Oh, the Isle of Wight Coastal Path can take another day. Anyway, that was 20 years ago, and it's a complete tangent, and it's completely off the subject. But I thought, you know... I'd done all that research into Michael Palin and Benbridge, and that's what it came up with.
That was the closest you could get.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of 2 degrees of separation.
Well, he also did write for the Isle of Wight County Press, didn't he, for a while in the 1990s, and he did a programme about it. But
Michael Palin?
Yes, he did.
Oh, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, if you look it up, it's called something like Palin's Column. He did four columns for the Isle of Wight County Press, and then he did a show on television about it. So look that up.
Oh, we'll have to see if we can
So there is a real connection.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Now, Judith is kneeing me, which is interesting because the next track is actually called Cascada Every Time We Touch. Every time we touch, it means that Judith wants to say something.
Well, I really wanted to ask...
I'd just like to say, Judith, put that knife down.
I think Macra will be in to wrest it from my hand.
I'll let you do the talking now.
No, not all. I just wanted to ask JJ, what's it like being in a play that your mum's directing and producing?
It's really good.
She's happy to say that because I've taken the knife that you were holding.
So passing across the desk. And is yours a large part, JJ?
No, it's not. Not that much of a large part. Not compared to Stephen and Virginia's part.
And we were talking earlier outside, actually, that you've been brilliant, haven't you, at learning your lines really, really quickly. I gather you got them under your belt really quickly.
Very quickly.
Because I guess in sort of technical terms, you need to crack the dialogue, don't you, before you sort of start thinking about sort of the acting on stage and the moves and sort of physical interaction with the other characters.
Yes, I think if you've got a book in your hand, it's very difficult then to... you know, if you have to hug somebody, let's say,
it's a physical barrier, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, yeah.
And have you bonded with the other cast members? I mean, do you feel like they're your surrogate family now?
Sort of, yes.
And I guess you knew them anyway, didn't you?
Yeah, I do know them all.
So do you feel like you've got a second sort of stage family?
Yeah.
Oh, good. Good.
Do you have to do method acting? I mean, do you sort of play the part at home? just to sort of hone your skills as an angry teenager.
Yeah. As a stroppy teenager. Yeah. Yeah.
So you can be, when you're being stroppy at home, you can say to your mum, this isn't
Of course not.
This isn't me, mum, I'm in character. Yeah. And then your mum can't tell you.
No. Don't be silly. That doesn't happen at all.
Sam, at home, do you go through all these different acting methods? Like, is it Stanislavski and, you know, things like that? Over breakfast, do you sort of say...
No, I've got a life, James, so I actually kind of get on with it a bit.
Try out these cornflakes as though you're Kenneth Branagh or something like that. No, that doesn't happen.
No, eat these cornflakes like you're Richard III.
Oh, okay. That's the breakfast of your discontent.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, shall we have some Cascada? Yes, I think we shall. And we'll be back in just a few moments. Touch. Every time we touch, I feel your static, Judith. I think Cascada was singing something else. But
you're so romantic, James. And on air, too.
Yeah, people in the room, so can we... No,
I mean behind the desk. I mean behind the desk.
There are children present here.
Absolutely, James.
On that bombshell, can I just ask about the play? How on earth do you get tickets for it?
They're available at Splash in Union Street in Ryde.
Yes.
They're also available at the Co-op and Lane End.
Right.
And there's also a telephone number, but don't ask me what that is. I'm sure we can find it.
Well, I'm sure we can find it. We will quickly Google that telephone number.
Bembridge Little Theatre.
Bembridge Little Theatre Club,
if
okay.
People find out that they're free at the last minute.
Tickets?
No.
Or?
Well, because you can't give them away. It's very good, yeah.
Very nice one, Sam, thank you. Can they just pop along and get tickets on the door?
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh,
yes,
good.
Yes,
good,
I'm
good.
Sure.
Yeah. It's on for three nights.
Yep, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday.
Which do you recommend going to?
It depends if you want lots and lots of cheering from JJ's fans, because all her fans are going on Saturday.
Ooh.
So
Whoa.
That will be Fantastic. Her family and her boyfriend and his family and our Isle of Wight friends. They're all going on the Saturday.
Fantastic.
So whether that's a positive thing, it'll be positive for her, but whether that's a positive thing for the other audience members or not... remains to be seen.
I think it will be. I think it'll give a real energy to that performance.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think I'm planning to come along on your first night, actually, the Thursday.
I think so.
There's something about first nights I like.
Yes.
It's a very good
all
idea.
Those nerves.
We found that over a period of time, it's very difficult to tell, because an audience can be so different.
Mm.
So sometimes if you've got somebody who's a giggly member of the audience and something's funny, then they lift other people to say, actually, it's okay to laugh.
Yes.
Then there's a listening audience, the ones that you just go, they're hating it. They hate this comedy. They don't think it's funny at all. And then afterwards they come and say, oh, that was fantastic. It was so funny. And you think, well, why didn't you laugh?
So when you're on...
And then you've got a cheering audience, you know, which I think will be Saturday night.
I'll be asked as well on Thursday.
Oh, good. Thank
you. Well, I've been looking for a telephone number, but I think the Russian hackers have been at it again. Because I can find no reference whatsoever to the Bembridge Little Theatre Company online, which includes a telephone number.
Okay,
well, what
I blame the Kremlin's finest.
Well, what we'll do is we'll broadcast the phone number and the details again next week.
Yes, but...
On this show next week.
But just in case you've forgotten, in the last few seconds, you can get tickets from the Welcome Shop, also known as the Large Co-op, in Lane End.
Yep.
in Bembridge, and also in Ryde from Splash.
Yes, in Union Street.
In Union Street. Yeah. Well, what do they sell in Splash? Is it swimming
jewelry.
Costumes?
Jewelry.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah,
the
chairman, Liz, is...
Perfect.
Yeah. I know, it's that very nice shop.
Yeah.
I know, very
and that's
nice
where
cards.
Marty works.
We are going to have to wrap up there, I'm afraid.
Oh,
very best of luck.
Thank you.
We will wrap up the whole of this interview and we'll put it on our website for you so that you can send it to your family and friends. And well done, JJ, for an excellent first radio interview.
Thanks,
hopefully
JJ.
It's the
you're
first
natural.
Of
you're a star.
Very, very many. It's wonderful as ever having you in the studio, Sam.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Let's have some adverts. Then Kasabian, goodbye, kiss. www.vectisradio.com